The Department of World Languages at Boise State is screening a series of French motion pictures in conjunction with the Idaho Film Collection. The month-long event is made possible by a cultural grant from the French government. French professor Maria Devereaux-Herbeck is hosting this evening's screening of Black Girl. Matt Gillum spoke with Devereaux-Herbeck about the festival, the films, and the ongoing relevance of director Ousmane Sembène's Black Girl.
It's officially called the Tournée French Film Festival, and the idea is that they want university campuses presenting French language cinema. So they give you a grant and you must choose, which is a great onus on you, but you have to choose five contemporary films and one classic French film to present on your campus within 1 month of time.
So we're already well into this festival. Several films have already screened. Others have yet to. What has already been played for audiences?
Our first opening film was April and the Extraordinary World, and we had Dr. Greg Hampikian on hand to present it. In that film, it's an animated film with a very science-oriented plot where scientists were disappearing, and the main character, April, was trying to find her science parents. And so there's a message about the importance of science and letting scientists have their freedom. We've also screened As I Open My Eyes, which is actually out of Tunisia. So we had both French and Arabic spoken in the film, and it presented a great story about youth and their ability to rebel and enact political change in Tunisia. This is right before the Jasmine Revolution, and this young woman is part of a band, and her band and their lyrics are very politically subversive. The audience really seemed to enjoy that message and that power that youth can bring to political movements.
We've seen a lot of films, but now we are getting to the classic film that you mentioned that's required by the festival. Why is Black Girl considered a classic French film?
Well, it's definitely earned its spot in history, given that Ousmane Sembène, he was first a short story author, and he realized that in his home country of Senegal, it was really hard to reach a lot of the population because a lot of them were illiterate. And interestingly enough, the main character in Black Girl, Juana, is also illiterate. And he felt he needed to reach his people and that cinema would be a great way to do it. So this is actually the first feature produced in sub-Saharan Africa. And it's also his first feature film. And in a historical sense, it comes out in 1966. So this is after Senegalese independence. But within the story, what's so powerful about it is despite this independence for Senegal, we have the story of a woman who thinks she's coming to France to work as an au pair, but ends up pretty much enslaved by a family and not allowed to leave their home.
It's a very shocking story. It opens with Duana in Senegal, and she's very happy. She's selected out of many people to be the servant for this wealthy family, and she thinks it's going to be this bon vivant life once she gets back to France, and it's almost completely the opposite. What was sort of the reception of this film at the time?
That's a good question. I think it was quite shocking. It's something that has haunted audiences. The idea that colonialism was over and yet not really. And in fact, I think that's what continues perhaps to haunt audience members is that there, when you look at what's happening in many former colonized countries in Africa, it's not entirely a feeling that they're independent. There's still intervention by the former colonizer often in these countries. And so this film really hasn't lost any of its effect, in my opinion, on audience members.
The film is screening February 1st, which is Black History Month. Was that just coincidental, or did you plan that overlap there?
I wish that I had planned that specifically. I did that fortuitously. By chance.
He's a perfect person to spotlight for Black History Month, I mean, given his contribution to film and as an author.
Indeed. Indeed. I really think he deserves more attention, perhaps even in this country, more spotlight on his work. And given that this film is now 50 years old and yet so relevant, it's definitely worth our attention.
Professor Maria Devereaux-Herbeck, thank you so much for your time. You can go see Le Noir de Black Girl Thursday evening at Boise State.
Thank you so much.